Monica.
Hi.
Meryl.
Hi.
Hi. Hope everybody's staying safe.
I'm sorry, what?
I hope everybody's staying safe.
We're trying. I just heard the news. My neighbor has the virus.
Oh,
but
no.
But very little symptoms. Well, he's working out of state, so he's not actually here. But his wife had to come back home to Lake Charles, you know, because he's in quarantine.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Well,
did we start or?
Yeah. We just saying hello.
We're just saying hello. Yeah. So, okay. Thanks.
We'll start. I didn't mean to interrupt. So we'll start. We're studying the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Vayera and section 13, and we're going to start with verse 188. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte, Udhilu, Urkimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urkimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananeh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kananehu. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Tachatei Ishkida, La'aadei Mineya, Di Avraham Behahiyo, Gata dekucha, Berichu amar leya, amar lo Rabbi Elazar, weha shekinta bahawa, malel imeya, deha dedarga, da itkele aleya, kucha berichu. Bikti v'era el Abraham, el Yitzhak, v'el Yaakov, v'el Shaddai, amar leya, akehu vaday. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, behold how the Shekhinah stayed with Abraham during the time that the Holy One, blessed be He, was with him. Rabbi Elazar said to him, but it was the Shekhinah herself that spoke to him. Rabbi Elazar said to him, that it was the Shekhinah herself that spoke to him, and not only the Holy One, blessed be He, alone. Because the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed Himself to Abraham through this grave, as it is written, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, which is the Shekhinah. If so, then what is the point of noting the fact that the Shekhinah did not leave Abraham during the time when the Holy One, blessed be He, was with him? Rabbi Shimon said, it is certainly so, and you are definitely right. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Perhaps the purpose of humanity is to unite Hashem with the Shekhinah, and that's why they stayed together. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I could see the unity of male and female, but I thought El Shaddai was for Yesod, and the Shekinah was for Malkut, so it kind of threw me. And the Shekinah was El Shaddai, you know.
Yes.
You know, it's not separated in unity, you know.
It is confusing, but if you remember that the male organ has two parts, a crown and a stem.
Okay.
The stem can be broken off, God forbid, and the crown remains in the vagina all the time. So when you say yesod, there are 10... There are 10 lights in yesod. Those 10 are the 5 chasadim, the 5 chesed, and the 5 givorot from the other components of Zeranpin. So, yes, the Hashem is Zeranpin. And Malchut is not Zeranpin, but they're united from time to time. And when they're united, where is the Yesod? That's the uniting force. When they're united, those 10 lights, those 10, 5 chasadim and 5 givorot, flow into Malchut. And that's really what's being expressed.
I'm sorry, I thought you
were going to say. Go ahead.
Can we also call that coupling when that happens?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
When they come together in Zivug with sexual union, it's coupling. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's
okay.
These are different code words that are used throughout the Zohar. Should I go on, or you want to talk about this some more?
Well, I don't know what else to ask. How does somebody else have something they want to ask? I could see the unity between male and female. I don't think we'd say masculine and feminine in this case. Maybe it doesn't matter. But it was my knowing that El Shaddai was usually associated with Yesod, so I had to, you know, was separating the unity, which didn't need to be separated. It needed to be put together. So it's hard to put into words. But
it's also something that you have to make the connection. It's just said that it was the Shekhinah was with Abraham, and then Zeranpin or Hashem came and was came to tell Abraham many things. That's why the 3 angels came. So the angels have gotten up and are going towards the Sodom, and Hashem is deciding whether he's going to tell Abraham what he's going to do to Sodom. But the only way that the light of wisdom or the Hachma finds its way into Malchut is when it's wearing a garment of Or de Chasadim, the light of Chesed.
Mm-hmm.
And what's Abraham? Abraham is a chariot for Chesed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need Abraham to be united. Zeranpin cannot unite with Malchut without the light of Chesed. And that's Abraham. So when you read the verse, and especially because we're reading the English, when you read the verse, you don't make that connection because you're thinking literally, not just you, but human beings. We think logically, which means we're thinking literally. But if you start putting these code words into a matrix, you see how they tie together. And that's an indication of spiritual growth.
Well, can't we say that actually the Shekinah showed up at the circumcision? that was when his consciousness moved up a grade, I guess I can put it that way. And so is it that El Shaddai was there the whole time too? Or is the verse telling us that
El Shaddai was there all the time? Is it's related to Chassadim. The light of Chassadim goes down, getting ready to go into Malchut. But if your soul is not connected to Malchut at that moment, it sits in your soul. So putting it in different frames, different code words, El Shaddai is in your soul. But it can't get the light. The light of Hashem can't go into Malchut until Chesed shows up.
Okay, that's the trick. Okay.
Is it fairly clear now?
Yes. And I remember when you related that Chesed and Hakma, one was a garment for the other.
Right. Good. Pasuk 189. Utahate makiti vayomer Hashem Zaakat Sodom Va'amora Hiraba Vekadmeta Vehashem Amar Uvasof Vayomer Hashem Zaakat Sodom Va'amora Wigomer Daihu Darga Ila Itkeleleya Al Darga Tata Midrasha Ne'elam. The translation. Come and see. It is written. And Hashem said, literally, and said Hashem, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. At first it is written, and Hashem said, which applies to him in his heavenly court, namely the Shekhinah. And later it is written, and said Hashem, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, which does not refer to Hashem alone, but rather to the upper grade, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that appeared to him over the lower grade, which is the Shekhinah. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. The Hebrew words, Vayomer Hashem, is equal to, and said Hashem. With Hashem Amar, in Hebrew, translates or is equal to, and Hashem said. And understand these code words and the relative meaning. Vayomer Hashem and said Hashem is Yudke Vavke shining through the Shekhinah into Malchut. The Vihashem Amar is, and Hashem said, is Zerantin, which is the Vav, that is the Hebrew letter that is a word for and, the connecting letter. It always, the Vav is always Zerantin. And Hashem is Malchut. So if the word said is afterwards, Amar, you're seeing the two entities united. But if you say, said before, you're saying Zerantin, but it's the said is an action of saying words or light flowing through the Shekhinah. It's not connected. They're not unified. They're next to each other, so to speak. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, my thoughts.
That explanation commentary is very extensive. It takes a lot of contemplation.
Right. Well, when I saw Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, I thought the movement was going down to Tiferet, but being middle column, so next middle column is Yesod, and so I thought maybe they were trying to explain the movement of the Shefa coming down the tree.
But it's actually below Tiferet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was Tiferet. I thought you had, I thought Tiferet was below.
Each one of the six Sefirot in Zeron Pin uses an aspect of the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. But what this is really describing, remember I have said to you that every word in the Torah represents a Sefirah?
Yes.
And that the Kabbalist, when he's reading the Hebrew of the Torah, he is not seeing or hearing the Hebrew. He's recognizing the flow of the Sefirot, one against the other, one unifying with the other, one moving past the other. Mm-hmm. All of this, it's similar to the idea of in Hebrew astrology, where a planet flows in front of another planet so that you no longer, for that moment, a day, a half hour, a week, a month, you cannot see all of the other planet behind it because you're looking from the Earth. So you see the movement of one planet in front of the other. Well, that's a form of blockage, but it's also a form of addition. And sometimes the energies are added and sometimes they're blocked. And understanding that flow is representing the Sefirot and the astrology. It's the same issues. And if you're thinking linearly, you're going to get confused because it needs to be absorbed in the context of a matrix at a minimum, which is a two-dimensional state. It's actually 10 dimensions, but most people don't have the mind to be able to see 10. So they might see 3 or 4. Most people are just 1 or 2. And there's nothing wrong with what they see, what they understand, because it's really exercising your brain.
The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah. Who's crying? The Shekinah?
I don't see where does it say if they were crying?
Well, it said, and Hashem said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. And then I think it repeats that.
Yes, the cry. I thought you said crying, so that's where I got confused.
Yes,
the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. That was the cry of the people that were hurt by the value system of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay.
The cry of Lot's daughter, who was, according to the Midrash, the daughter that died, not the two that left with him, but the other daughter who died, where she had given the stranger some bread, and they sentenced her to be doused with beeswax, and watched her scream as the bees were stinging her to death, one little bite at a time, one little thing at a time, and that is the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah. So the Torah is much too genteel to say what I said. So they describe it as the cry of the cities. But it was actually, according to the Midrash, the cry of this teenage daughter who died in this way. and what she died for, because it was so unjust. It's very similar to what we're experiencing in today's world, where you see these black men being killed in such horrible ways. It's a very unjust system, and that's what the system of Sodom was all about.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the churches, as you know from past experience, I doubt if the churches are expressing it that way. So we're in verse 190. Uha Hashem Amar Am Kase Ani Me Avraham Uigomer Maketi Limala Vayakubu Misham Ha'anashim Vayashkehu Al Pene Sedom La'asot Din Barshaim Maketi Acharav Ham Kaser Ami Me Avraham. The translation. And Hashem said, shall I hide from Abraham what is written before? And the men rose up from there and looked toward Sodom in order to punish the wicked. And what is written after? Shall I hide from Abraham? My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. The Zohar is teaching us to look at the connection to the verses before and after of an individual verse in the Torah to better understand the Sefirah in the verse, as well as the general context. There's an additional connection in teaching that I just noticed as I'm reading this. What is written before, the men rose up from there, meaning they were going to Sodom. They've already made the decision. It's not, even if I'm telling Abraham what I'm doing, it's not giving Abraham a chance to argue me out of it. The decision was made. It's not, obviously it can be changed through mercy, but the decision was made. So we were taught in this section that Hashem notifies the righteous men, the righteous people, what he's going to do before he does it. And here we're being told that he decides what he's going to do, then he tells the righteous people. And it's only if they prevail upon him to insert his mercy does he change it. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess being children from Abraham, that's why we're always crying out for mercy rather than wrath or whatever. Whether it's a sick friend, whether it's weather, whether it's, it doesn't matter what the problem is or the issue is. You know?
Yes.
I think we identify with Abraham and his, what I call bargaining with God, you know, bargaining with Hashem, pleading for mercy.
And the way it's been described, both in all of the religions that read it, it's always described as a bargaining, as a negotiation.
And then always having his tent open, you know, for visitors and hospitality and sharing Hashem. So he's a good role model.
That he is. And I always put it in the context of, you know, is one of my friends, is it a right column friend or a left column friend? Is it connected to Chesed or is it connected to Gevurah? And of course, there's both in each person, but, you know, it's, you have a propensity to go one way or the other.
Well, I think we've even seen some teachers change, you know, from Gevurah to more Chesed.
Yes.
You know?
And each individual, sometimes they're coming from a frame of Gevurah, and they have to change their consciousness. I know that applies to me very well.
I think we all feel that. And if we had had children, we really know what it's like, you know, to have to discipline in love.
Yes. Well, we're about out of time, so.
Okay.
Hopefully there'll be some questions to answer in the 7 o'clock class, the later class.
Can I give you a hint of my question?
Sure.
Or do you want me just... Okay, I'd like for you to expand again on the 10 emanations, that section on 7. Where it's your comment, this is the meaning of the teaching of the sages, that the world that is coming can be brought into this world. What this is accomplished, one person at a time, that person no longer lives with the tetragrammaton. He now has the metaphor of yad-he. Can you, I'd just like you to expound on that a little bit more. I have a feeling it's kind of connected with this verse today that I wasn't quite
understanding. It always is.
I don't
know. So, I'll be happy to expand on it. Not that I really know what I say, but I'll try.
Okay. All right, it's number 7, and it was from Sunday's lesson.
Right. Yeah, I know we started with 7, section 7 on Sunday.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
So you all, good afternoon, good evening. We'll speak soon.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.